Welcome to the Flight at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha, and wow, 2022. We're right here at the top of the year still, and what a fantastic, what a fantastic year it's been. I know it's early, however, I've had a lot of fun. In fact, you know what? We're launching this series now called What's New and Good in the Flathead, or the new and exciting opportunities that are growing in the Flathead. Some businesses are expanding, some developments are expanding, some businesses are starting, and yes, some developments are starting. And I know, friends, some of you have been here for a very long time, and you've watched this place grow up. And the backdrop is, the landscape is changing. The backdrop's probably going to stay the same, just be honest with you. Those mountains don't move easily. And you know what? The optimist in me says, it's all good. You know what, though? The challenge here is, friends, let's do this the right way. And I figured the more we talk about it, the greater the chance of us doing it the right way. So, hey, speaking of talking, I want to thank my sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. And you know what? In the spirit of gratuity, I've got one more thank you. I want to thank Matt Desch in the studio here. He pushes the right buttons, pods up these microphones, and gives me that radio voice. So thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. Now, in the spirit of Matts and great Matts that there are, I brought a good friend of mine, Matt Grant, to the studio with I Hear Technology. Welcome back and happy new year, Matt.
Hey, man. Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. We've heard you before. We've had you on the show before. Undoubtedly, anybody living in the Valley for a little while has definitely heard of your company, seen your vans. Speaking of progression, I'm going to call out the fact that it wasn't that long ago I'd see your great logo when I drove up Meridian. And now, every time I come to the studio here in Evergreen, I actually see your logo across the highway.
Right across the highway, man. Yeah, I can almost throw a snowball to you right now.
Okay.
Lots of them currently.
Yeah. Well, so now that you're our neighbor, what's the shakeup? What's happening?
Man, well, we have been in the Valley a long time. We've been at that Meridian location for, since the early 2000s.
Yeah.
The company's been in business for 21 plus years.
Wow, that's cool.
Now.
That's cool. Congratulations.
So thank you. Excited into moving into 2021 was an amazing year in spite of many challenges logistically and all the things that we all know, and it's behind us.
Yep.
We roll right into 2022. But yeah, we're excited about the new location. We actually have two new locations.
Whoa. Okay.
Big news here. So the big strategy, it's a blessing. We had so much business through 2020, 2021, surprisingly through all of the challenges. People move into the Valley. They needed technology help from Wi-Fi to new security systems to audio video and home automation, all the fun stuff that we do.
Yes.
So as the team grew and as the business grew, we grew out of that warehouse. We grew out of the showroom.
Yeah.
We also knew that our business was growing and it was expanding in different areas. So we service a ton of our clients in Big Fork, Lakeside, and all through Kalispell. Obviously, it's no surprise the bulk of our business is up north into Whitefish.
Yeah.
So we are expanding. We have a showroom that is being, I don't want to give you an exact timing on opening,
we've been
under construction for a while, my friend, but we are, in the spirit of all of the challenges for building, we are opening probably March-ish.
Oh, okay. March-ish.
Yeah, we'll have a soft opening in March, I think. Paint is being done and new flooring, and we bought a building, two units right under.
It's a cool building.
Yeah, it's a cool building.
It definitely suits you.
Big, red, cool, techie-looking building right on Lupfer Avenue. So
super
excited. That's going to be a design center with showroom where you can come and experience all the technology, all the new stuff.
Cool.
So our showroom was a little dated on Meridian. This is up to date. This has got all the lighting, and we're going to have a 100-inch Sony TV to on display.
Wow.
So that'll be the biggest in the Valley.
We've 100-inch.
100 inches of Sony. It is, right. And with a surround system, we've got a six-figure hi-fi system just to experience what in the world is, what can you do with six figures in hi-fi,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
But then affordable from turntables to home automation, lighting control, all the fun stuff. So then right across the highway, we have our business office. That's where all the magic happens. That's where the installers and the office people, project managers, programmers, we've got a programming location in there where the guys basically set up the systems beforehand, before they're delivered and deployed. So really, really cool. But that's got 4,000 square feet of warehouse. So we're already busting at the seams there. So it's a great problem to have.
21 years in the Valley. And you're not exactly like a mom and pop tiny little shop. I mean, you've got a decent crew.
Yeah, we're 28 or so people.
Wow,
I lose
28.
Track. Somewhere almost approaching 30.
And you're talking about a rather technical thing. You know, backing up a little bit, when we had you on the show last year, it was way, so long ago last year.
Right.
When we had you on the show, we were talking about how what was probably in the beginning of I Hear Technology, what was probably deemed a little bit more like a luxury commodity, right? Has actually become much more of a necessity.
Absolutely.
And you know, I know that we can all think like, well, we had a lot of people move into the Valley and they brought their jobs and they needed to be able to remote work. And and therefore they need to beef up their Wi-Fi and their communication technology. Actually, quite a few of us in the Valley also got those jobs. And
for sure,
we needed to do the same thing.
Absolutely.
There was a lot of intra-Valley moving as well, friends. It wasn't just all from outside. I mean, we had a good amount from outside. However, a lot inside too. And that's where groups like I Hear Technology stepped up and said, you know what, we can actually bridge that gap. We can make it work for you. And
for sure,
what started as luxury moved a lot more towards necessity. It's pretty fascinating.
We joke. I mean, these days people will call us, if their electricity's down, they're fine. If their Wi-Fi's down, there's a huge problem.
I can be cold. I need to be connected though.
Exactly.
Hey, Matt, we've got to take a quick break, hear from our sponsors. However, when we come back, I want to learn a little bit more about I Hear Technology, what's new, what's good, what's shaken. How about that?
Love it.
Okay, it's the Flight at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha, hanging out with Matt Grant of I Hear Technology, and we'll be right back.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flight at Home Show. Happy 2022, friends. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, good friend of mine, Matt Grant of I Hear Technology. And just as a quick little 5-second recap, been in the Valley for a little over 21 years. You got about, 28 employees?
Yes, sir.
That makes you a big, small business.
A big, small business, right.
Yeah, making a big impact.
We're thankful to have all those team members here mostly from the Valley. So, yeah. Absolutely.
I love it, man. And so, you know, in case for the one or two of us that don't really know what you guys do, you guys jump into homes, obviously preferably with new construction, right?
Yeah, both. I would say it's a pretty significant split.
Wow.
With all of the moving that's going on in the Valley, it's not just people moving into town. What's driving, we've got people that move into town and they buy a house that was existing. Well, a lot of times that's one of our clients. So that client then moves.
Yeah.
So we have to help with the technology moving. We have to help with the resetting up. We have, you know, somebody says, hey, who do I use for internet? Where do I go for my Wi-Fi?
Right.
We handle all of those things. New security accounts, need security systems or cameras for my new home. So that Kalispell homeowner or that Whitefish homeowner that just bought a new home and sold their existing, that new homeowner that moved in might need help as well. So we're seeing it all over. We're just seeing one house move to the next. And
absolutely,
it's certainly been wonderful to help.
Smart home automation comes to mind. You know, you guys deal with all of the bells and whistles and the new gadgetries and the buttons and all kinds of stuff that you guys can add to homes to make your life more convenient, simpler, safer, and even more economical. You know,
absolutely.
And also protecting your property, you know, with the cameras and everything else. So
this
is all your lingo.
Both, yes.
Yeah. Lango, that's a new one, Matt.
I like that.
Yeah. So, and then you mentioned last session that you have a new showroom floor coming up in Whitefish.
Great,
cool red building. I love it.
Red building on Lupfer, yes.
Yeah. Yes. So if anybody living up there already knows what that means.
Absolutely,
that's
right.
Cool. So you've got great new neighbors up there. And you mentioned a 100-inch Sony TV going up in the showroom floor and a 6-figure sound system. You know what? It's kind of cool. Let's go back a little bit. 27, 28 employees, all with the technical skill set of doing something super high tech. This isn't easy things here. This is skilled, right?
This is skilled. You know, what I love to talk about though too is not just the training that these people have. You know, there's men and women on the team that support us from everything from project managers to programmers to the technicians that are in the field.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I'm most proud of is their focus on the client experience. It's not just being technical, but it's also training these clients. I've done this for 25 years, and so for so long it was the, you install some fancy system or some complex thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you install it and you say, hey, call me when it breaks.
Right. Okay.
The problem is that's not a good experience for the customer. So they walk away going, what in the world do I do with all this stuff?
Exactly.
And what we found, you know, I found over the years is that they never use the technology that they paid for. And that's not something that we want. We always want them to maximize their investment, but also bring joy to, you know, what we're doing is fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the technology is fun if it's used to help your lifestyle.
Of course.
Technology should work for you, not the other way around. And so we've worked really hard with our team to make sure that we have three technology trainers on staff, one
wow.
of them full-time service.
Wow.
So at the end of every install, big or small, there is a trainer that's there to set up your Netflix and make sure your iTunes account is signed into and show you how to use the apps.
Oh, and wow. Cool.
To me, that's a big differentiator. And that's been a huge thing that we've pushed last year and moving into this year. And so I think it's important to talk about that these men and women that are working for us are so focused on great experience.
The customer experience.
Absolutely. And they're here in the Valley. They're,
yeah.
They all work here in the Valley and we're supporting their families and they're supporting the community. So it's been a pretty neat thing to watch.
You know, while we titled this series, What's New and Good or What's Happened in the Valley, you know, it's, we could easily discuss great business practice. I mean, you've got a,
sure.
you got a solid core business structure right there. And it speaks volumes to the fact that for over two decades, you've been not only serving the Valley, serving your employees.
Absolutely.
Great experience. I mean, listen, yeah. Think about it. We've all had that job where we didn't like it. And we could probably point a finger at to the reason why we didn't like it. Then conversely, we've also had that job where we loved it.
Right.
And we could probably point a finger at the reason why we loved it. And more than likely, it was someone like Matt Grant saying, I want to make sure my employees are cared for because then I know that my customers are cared for.
Exactly.
And I am just aiming straight for the customer experience. I want them to understand that I will help you with something as minute and frustrating as making sure your iTunes account is logged in
and
so that the whole system can work.
Absolutely. And we get those calls. There's clients that it might be something very, very simple. And what our team, our director of client services, her mm-hmm. main focus is to take care of every client. And if it's something that we can help with over the phone, we often do it.
That's cool.
So I love that. It's not just about, you know, it's about helping the community. Yes, we've got to make money. Yes, we're a business.
Yep.
That's how we feed the families of all of the people that we work with on our team. But watching them serve the community and serve mm-hmm. the clients to me is probably the most rewarding thing.
There's a statement out there that says adversity breeds character. And I think what I hear here is the adversity of 2020 and the wrestles and challenges of that has caused expansion in your company, breeding great character, continuing to encourage that great character. And I'm encouraged by it.
Absolutely.
Matt, you said you have a showroom floor happening maybe March-ish. So guess what? I'm going to bring you back on the show when those doors are opening so we can talk about it.
I love it. I'd love to have everybody in.
Very, very cool. Friends, it's the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. Happy New Year. Be safe, be well. Talking with Matt Grant of I Hear Technology, ihear.us, correct?
Yes, sir.
ihear.us to learn about all that they do. Reach out should you have any questions asking how you can make your home safer, more secure, and I'm going to say even more fun.
Absolutely.
Okay, be safe, be well, have a good year out there, and of course, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.